USA Radio News.
President-elect Joe Biden is moving forward with transition plans, capping a tumultuous and tension-filled campaign during an historic pandemic against President Donald Trump. Trump has largely hunkered down inside the White House since the election, but on Saturday, his motorcade drove past supporters gathered to rally in Washington, D.C. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum announced a statewide requirement for residents to wear face coverings in an effort to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The mandate will be in effect now through December 13th.
Since the beginning, we've taken a data-driven approach to our pandemic response, focusing on saving lives and livelihoods. The data demands a higher level of mitigation efforts to reverse these dangerous trends and to avoid the need for any economic shutdowns. Our situation has changed, and we must change with it.
This is USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said, "I was talking with my UK colleagues who are saying the UK is similar to where we are now because each of our countries have that independent spirit. But can we understand that now is the time to do what you're told?" The comments came as the United States saw a surge in positive coronavirus cases, with the 7-day average number of cases reaching record highs in 23 states. Meantime, a new study suggests full-service restaurants are a higher risk for spreading COVID-19, medical expert Dr. Frank McGeorge.
Areas where we know there is enhanced transmission based on research are places that people need to pay extra attention to, either by avoiding them or being more thoughtful and cautious when they're there. This virus is primarily spread from person to person, so anything that you can do to reduce contact with other people can break that chain.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. states, cities, and hospitals are scrambling to buy ultra-cold freezers that can safely store Pfizer Inc.'s COVID-19 vaccine, ignoring advice from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to hold off. The push reveals a lack of infrastructure to support a super cold vaccine campaign, including equipment to store millions of doses of Pfizer's vaccine at temperatures of minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit, significantly below the standard for vaccines of 36 to 46 degrees. Some specialty freezer makers are warning of months-long waits for units. And a fugitive is caught after five decades on the run. Kenneth Burns has the details.
A man serving a life sentence for murder when he escaped custody while attending his grandma's funeral five decades ago is back behind bars. The FBI said Leonard Rain Moses was 16 when he was convicted in the 1968 killing of 71-year-old Mary Amplo during civil unrest in Pittsburgh following the assassination of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Authorities said Moses and his friends firebombed Amplo's house. She was badly burned and died of few months later. He escaped from custody while attending his grandmother's funeral in 1971 in the Berg. Authorities caught up with him in Michigan, where he was living under the assumed name of Paul Dixon. He was charged earlier this year with stealing prescription painkillers from a pharmacy he worked at. Moses, or Dixon, his fingerprints matched his 1968 arrest file.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jim Taylor.